Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Olectra Greentech Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Nomura. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kapil Singh from Nomura. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining this call. From the management team of Olectra, we have today Mr. K.V. Pradeep, Chairman cum Managing Director, Mr. Sharad Chandra, CFO, Mr. Hanuman Prasad, Company Secretary, and also Mr. Ramesh, Manager. Sir, Mr. Pradeep, I'll hand over to you for opening remarks, please.
Thank you, Kapil. May I start my remarks?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Good evening, all. This is Pradeep from Olectra Greentech. We are happy to announce that we have supplied, till date, we have supplied 750 buses which are operating across the country, and our buses have completed about 6 crore kilometers on Indian roads, which is the highest as far as electric buses are concerned. So we are progressing very well. Also, the results, the Q1 results, yesterday we have announced, they are all very promising, and quarter on quarter we are progressing very well. We have about 3,300 buses on hand order, and which are required to get supplied from 12 months to 18 months. And Olectra Greentech is progressing very well, and furthermore orders also we are expecting. I invite the questions, any questions from the participants.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking your question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the first question from the line of Gunjan from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, Gunjan,
yes.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Hi, thanks for taking my question. I just had a few questions on, on the CESL order. If I recall, you had called out that this was a pretty aggressive bid that was made. And now if I see that, you all have agreed to participate in the bid matching the same price that TAMO did. I'm just wondering, has anything changed, and, how are STUs thinking? Are they willing to take on more OEMs beyond Tata Motors, given the bid, given the bid has already been, or the winner has already been announced? Some thoughts on that?
Yeah. Is it the question?
That's first question, and I have one more.
Let me refer to your first question. This is Pradeep answering your question. CESL has floated a tender for about 5,500 buses, where one of our competitors have got about 5,000 numbers. Am I right? Same number, 5,000 numbers, and a couple of cities, we are asked to match the price where we have not, and especially at Hyderabad, we have taken, we have matched the price and we have taken. The reason why we have given our consent is that the number of kilometers that being operated in Hyderabad are around 300 kilometers, When compared to the other cities, the number of kilometers that are being operated at Hyderabad are much higher than the assured kilometers. Whereas you may be knowing that we are operating 40 buses in Hyderabad for the past 4 years. So we know the routes, we know the schedules, we know the number of kilometers. So for that reason, being the number of kilometers are much higher than the number of kilometers that are assured, we have given our consent and we have taken that order. Other than that, though at other places we are asked to match to the prices, we have not agreed for it.
Okay, got it. This is helpful. The other question that I had was on the funding plans. From what I understand, at Electra level, you're looking at some funding. But EVA, which is where the mobility as a service or, you know, these contracts of STU will be placed, won't the balance sheet requirement, or let's say, it won't that business be more balance sheet heavy, and you know there's need for funding there? So I'm just understanding the thought process that, you know, if you end up servicing these 3,000 or 4,000 buses, it's a pretty you know, $700-800 million dollars kind of a contract value which will need to be serviced by EVA over a period of time. So, you know, how are we thinking about the financing of both Electra as well as the EVA company?
Yeah. Let me just briefly explain about the organization structure. You know, MEL is the a group company. Electra is the group company, one of the group companies of MEL. And EVA Trans is the 100% subsidiary of MEL. So, you know very well that Electra is a listed entity and 51% is the stake that is being held by promoters. And as far as EY Trans is concerned, the being it is 100% subsidiary of MEIL, all the funding and other things are being taken care by MEIL. And Electra, as far as Electra is concerned, other than working capital, we do not wish to we do not require any funds. But in the recent past, we have made some of the announcements that we are raising about 800 to 1,000 crores from the market. The very purpose of it is we have acquired 150 acres of land here to develop a manufacturing facility where we want to produce 5,000 in the initial stage and 10,000 as an ultimate capacity of buses per annum. So to manufacture that, to develop that infrastructure, we require 800 to 1,000 crores of amount. So for that, we are planning to raise from the market. The discussions are on with our board, and still the board has not taken the call yet. So once the board takes the call, immediately we'll come to the public and we shall inform the way, the model how we want to raise the fund. So this is the structure, and this is about the fund requirement.
Okay, thank you. That's really helpful. Just last question, if I can squeeze in, and all squeeze in is on the BYD arrangement. If you can just refresh us as to the timeline until which agreement. You know, how does it work? What
you know very well that BYD is a technology partner for us, and till 25 we have the agreement which shall get extended. It shall definitely get extended. Having the volumes gone up, BYD would also be interested to extend the agreement. As of now, till 2025, definitely we have an agreement with them. Hope I am clear on all your doubts.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to understand, first up, sir, what's our current execution capability, I mean, per month or...
As of now, we can produce 100 buses a month, and we are targeting to raise that to 150. So that's the capacity as of now.
And by when?
Pardon?
By when we are looking to raise it to 150 buses per month?
Another 2-3 months.
In 2 to 3 months. Okay, understood.
Yes.
And you mentioned this 3,300 buses orders that we need to execute over next 12 to 18 months, right?
Yes. In that, about 800,000 buses may require to get supplied in around 24 months. So remaining 2,000, we shall have to supply in 18 months.
Okay, okay. And so what would be our execution target for this year, FY23?
We are targeting 1,000 numbers.
Okay. Okay. But then still, I think 2,000 over 1.5 year, 2,000 buses over 1.5 year, then would still be difficult, right, to execute given our capacity right now?
The next 6 months, definitely we would be doing around 900 buses, with which we shall be meeting the target.
Okay, so FY23, 1,000 buses, and 1H FY24, 900 buses. That's what we are... And average buses ticket size is about what, 1.5 to 1.7 crores?
There are 4 or 5 models of the models in this bus. So each model costs differently.
Okay. Okay, understood. And and in terms of margins, margin profile, how do we look as a margin profile for us?
So, Mr. Sharat shall reply to this. So please, Sharat.
Hello. Hi, how are you? So, see, we are expecting the EBITDA margins around 12% is what we achieved. We are expecting to maintain the same levels going forward.
Okay, but ideally, I thought with a higher base, I mean, by 1,000 buses, won't we get some leverage advantage because of that our operating profit margin should inch upwards?
See, basically the contribution levels will be around 15-20%.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, in terms of volume, we expect EBITDA margins of 12% should be a good guidance. So we have to see the volumes also. Keeping that volume in mind, whatever we do in 100 numbers versus 1,000 numbers definitely cannot be the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. Understood. And any kind of raw material pressure are we facing right now, or how is the on the raw material front for us?
Yeah, we are importing the cells from China, and earlier there was some inconvenience in the imports, but now slowly it is getting settled. So probably there may not be the same constraint what we have experienced in the earlier quarters. Definitely things are getting improved.
Okay, it's getting improved. So raw material availability is not an issue for us, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. All the very best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dhruv from Ambika FinCap. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Nishit Shah here.
Thanks for taking my question. Congratulations on a good set of numbers.
This is the operator. I'm really sorry to interrupt, but we cannot hear you clearly.
Yeah.
Sir.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you. Please go ahead.
Okay, so basically my question is, you had a roadmap of taking up your capacity to 10,000, 15,000 buses. Now, can you give us a roadmap as to how this is going to happen? And in between, you were to do the fundraising, and what is the status on the fundraising program? And when are you going to increase? Because 1,000 buses a year means nothing, because the competition is doing 5,000, 10,000 buses a year. And with a partner like BYD, I think we are losing out the opportunity. Can you please elaborate?
Yes. As of now, the electric bus market is in very initial stage, and the largest tender that got floated is 5,500 buses by CESL. And in the coming days, definitely there would be much larger number of tenders that are going up, coming up. So now, we are going to establish a manufacturing facility with an ultimate capacity of 10,000 and an initial capacity of 5,000. So first of all, we are developing the infrastructure in 150 acres of land which got procured nearby Hyderabad. So in coming 8 to 10 months time, we shall develop that infrastructure, and in the initial periods, it would be 5,000, and as I mentioned, it would, the ultimate capacity would be 10,000 numbers. So, in the probably by next year, August, June, August, we shall be completing the facility, and the facility with that new facility, we shall be ready to manufacture 5,000 buses. So that's the plan number, plan as far as the facility is concerned. Number two, as I mentioned earlier, we require 800 to 1,000 crores for developing this manufacturing facility. For the fundraise, various options are being discussed in the board. Once the board decides, we shall come out with a clear proposal.
Thanks for that update. And what is the status on trucks and three-wheelers? Can our technology not be used for the trucks? And can we not have the batteries for three-wheelers? And can we not manufacture the batteries for three-wheelers? And can we not have the three-wheelers?
Yeah. Two questions. One is trucks and the other is three-wheelers. Let me answer to the trucks. In the recent past, perhaps you may be knowing that Electra has developed a tipper, electric tipper. The tipper, we have completely designed the tipper, and with our own design, we have developed the product. And the tipper, the trials are completely done with, and the product is getting homologated. Once the homologation is completed, then we shall take up the commercial production. And we shall, once the homologation is completed, we shall be unveiling the product. And parallelly, we shall also be starting the commercial production. So that's the progress and program of this tipper. As far as the batteries, which you are mentioning for the three-wheelers and other things, we are just importing the cells and we are assembling the batteries here. But the batteries requires to get manufactured where in India there is no such facility available. And all OEMs are importing the batteries, that is cells, from China. So we are also, Electra also importing the same cells from China and getting them packaged. So since we are importing the cells, there is no point in supplying the packaged batteries to three-wheelers.
Sir, my last question is on the trucks. Are we going to tie up with BYD, or are we looking at some other options?
Yeah, a good question. We having very long experience and very rich expertise in this electric mobility. our R&D team has developed, has designed and developed a product for this tipper. And in accordance to our design, our own designs and our own requirements, we have developed the product which has run very well, which has proven itself, which has proven in accordance to our requirements. And the same product which we have developed is getting homologated. So that is the progress about the tipper. It is not with BYD.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my questions. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nagendra Maurya from Growth X Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah,
sir. Congratulations on the good performance of the company. Just wanted to understand the outlook on the institutor business. I remember we have been discussed earlier this regarding to achieve 200 crore of revenue for the FY23. So how this things is progressing in the institutor business?
Yeah, sir, can you answer?
Yeah.
See, as far as insulator is concerned, we have actually increased exports with one large customer in US from a 15 crores levels in last year. We are expecting to achieve about minimum 50 crores this year. So, last year due to COVID, the tenders all got delayed. And this year, all the tenders are getting finalized and we are hoping to achieve the 200 crores target.
So that means, in coming months, on coming quarter, the sales from this segment will be much higher because this quarter we have been almost 25 crore sales done. So I think second quarter or from this current quarter sales will be accelerated.
The third quarter, quarter three and quarter four are expected to be the bigger quarters.
Same with the bus segment, because almost 1,000 buses we are targeting to deliver and almost 170 buses we have delivered in quarter one. So I think for the third and fourth, there will be acceleration in the sales in e-bus as well, right?
Yes, correct. You are right.
On the update, just clarification on this expansion side. So what are the timing by when this expansion will be completed?
Expansion probably by June, July, we are expecting the infrastructure to get developed.
By next year, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Just one small question. Our interest cost has been increasing last 2-3 quarters. Are we have raised debt or something? This is just due to the working capital facility?
Yeah. This is a good question. This quarter, we have availed the total fund base and non-fund base limits for both the businesses, which has resulted in higher interest cost.
So are we expecting further increase from here?
It will be around the same levels. We expect the finance cost to be around 3%.
3% of the sales?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of K. Sudhakar Rao from Transparent Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Sharad and Mr. Pradeep. Who is answering me?
Good evening. Please, good evening.
Yeah, this is, you said that the order book is about 3,300 buses. Does this include the 2,100 best which is under litigation?
Yes. It is not in litigation. Supreme Court has given clear order to go ahead with the supply.
Uh-huh. So you are supplying, apart from the 10 that you have already delivered, you can go ahead with the delivering with the other buses also before the next hearing? September?
Yes, we can.
Uh-huh. Regarding three-wheelers, last time you said that you are contemplating to manufacture about 3 lakh three-wheelers. What is the question? You are going ahead with that? Or?
So see, CESL has invited a tender for 1.5 lakh units of three-wheelers, out of which we got around 30,000 three-wheeler order. But unfortunately, CESL has kept aside that program of procuring three-wheelers, and they have started paying the attention towards the buses, where they have floated 5,500 buses tender. So now, since CESL has not initiated any procurement action, we have not manufactured or supplied the three-wheelers.
Mm-hmm. So, by the, when do you expect the new plant to come up? You said that June, just now you said that June, July. Does it take that long for your masters in infrastructure and building plants?
Yeah, definitely you are right. You are right. We are masters in infrastructure, but the as we were mentioning, it is completely an automated manufacturing facility where human intervention would be very minimal. So the equipment which is required to place in the plant requires a little longer delivery period. So for that reason, at least 10 to 12 months time is essentially required for that.
Okay, that's all, Mr. Pradeep. Thank you so much for answering.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Puneet Chokhani from Black Gold Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. I actually had two questions. One regarding the fundraise. You mentioned that the 800,000 crore fundraise that you're planning on doing, if I heard correctly, would be through capital markets. So if that is the case, that's a decently large amount of dilution that would sort of take promoter holding down more than 51%. I think they want 51% at this point. What are your thoughts on that, number one? Second question would be, what is, so Tube Investment, the Murugappa Group company has just acquired, or rather hiked their stake in a company called IPM Tech Electric, the Haryana-based electric truck company. So what are your thoughts on that? Thank you.
See, the first question is, yes, we have planned to raise about 800 to 1,000 crore, but the existing promoter do not wish to dilute any of his stakes. He shall also equally contribute for the additional amount, whatever the company requires. I hope I have answered your first point. The second point, the tipper which is developed is purely with the in-house developed technology and with our in-house design. We have developed the tipper. We have not, if my understanding is right, you are mentioning that taking over of some company, which is not the case from our side. We have not taken over any of the companies, nor we have attempted. So the tipper what has been developed is purely in-house. Hope I am clear.
Yes, absolutely, sir. You're clear. I just wanted your sense on the business that is acquired, considering it's an electric vehicle. They supply buses, they supply trucks to all the cement companies is what I read. So, I mean, today, just to get your sense on what IPM Tech Electric, I just wanted your two thoughts on it since you're part of the business. But you answered my question, that's fair. So just one more question to clarify. You mentioned that you want the factory to be up and running by June, July of next year, if I heard that correctly. If just from a thumb rule perspective, how long does it typically take to construct a factory of this size, sir, once you raise the money?
Yeah, it is like this. Once we raise the money, it should get completed in about 8 months' time.
So if you have to, for that matter, if you have to get the factory up and running by June, July, that means you have to raise the money by October, November. That is what
yes.
I'm trying to understand.
Yes. November, we should be in a position to raise the money.
Okay. All right. So lastly, in terms of this best order that is in litigation, there was some press release that was I think, put out by the company on BSC talking about how the Supreme Court has put a stay on the order and the next hearing is sometime in September, if I read it right. Your two thoughts on that. So how does this litigation work if the Supreme Court has put a stay on the order that was basically put by Tata Motors? Can you still supply buses? A, B, how many buses of these 2,000 odd buses have you already supplied to BEST already? Thank you.
Yeah. The first point is, the Supreme Court has, what has happened is, the order, the LOI has been released to Electra, and also we have concluded the agreement with BEST, and subsequent to that, Tata Motors has approached the High Court of Mumbai, where the High Court has given the order in favor of Tata, really cancelling the. Am I right? Yes. Yeah, please go. Hanuman shall reply to
that. Hi, this is Hanuman. I would brief you the case, actually, you will understand. Basically, EV Trans, which is the arm of the developer, has won the order, wherein one of the competitors, actually Tata Motors, moved to the court on the reasons, two reasons. One is they have been disqualified. Another one is they challenged the giving letter of award to the EV, to the Honorable High Court of Bombay. So Honorable High Court of Bombay verdict has came saying that disqualifying the petitioner is a Tata Motors, is a right decision. At the same time, they set aside the decision of the BEST to give the letter of award to the EV. Agreed with that, we moved to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court has given a stay on the order of the Bombay High Court only with regard to the set aside of decision of the BEST giving award to the letter of award to the EV. So, and EV is permitted to go ahead for supplies. This is what the whole crux of the matter as far as pending with the Supreme Court. Do you have any queries on this?
Yeah, so I mean, even though I don't understand litigation, just from a layman's perspective, I want to understand if tomorrow, since it's a stay, it's not a verdict that has been come out, that's been given out by the Supreme Court. So tomorrow, if Supreme Court comes up with a verdict and says that the order or the LOI has to be cancelled, what happens in a case like that? Because it's, I mean, today you're showing us an order book of 3,000 odd buses, of which, I mean, 2,300, 2,400 bus come from one particular state, or so to speak, one particular customer. So tomorrow, even though I understand the future is potentially very large, but what happens in a case where you've already supplied or you've already started supplying buses to BEST, and the Supreme Court comes up and says on a worst case basis that, okay, you scrap the LOI, then what happens in that case?
As far as the case is concerned, there is no merit in the appeal of Tata Motors, number one. Number two, yes, definitely there is a possibility the Supreme Court may say no for it. Now, we have supplied 10 buses and the Supreme Court has permitted to supply the buses further. So, having given the direction or having understood the direction, we feel that the case is the court is permitting us to go ahead with the issue. In case if something goes wrong, I don't think Supreme Court will say anything against the buses which have already been supplied. So having permitted by the Supreme Court, there should not be any issue for the buses that have already been supplied, point number one. Point number two, the buses that have been the order of the BEST is 2,100, whereas we have another 1,200 on hand orders. So to add in addition to this 1,100 buses, also another 1,000 buses tenders are in pipeline. If it gets finalized in 2-3 months time, definitely there would be some continuation for the production. There will not be any inconvenience as far as production is concerned.
Right, right. Thank you. Just one more last question, if I may. In terms of the truck, I think last quarter or the quarter before that, you had mentioned that you will be in the liberty of talking about some partner that you were trying to tie up with for the truck business. Has that been finalized or has those plans been changed? If you could give us an update on that, please.
Truck, we never mentioned any partner. Truck, that is Tipper. The day one, we are saying that it's completely an in-house design of Electra Greentech. NECOT is to our design. We have developed this.
Okay.
Tipper. Yeah, so we do not have any partners as far as Tipper is concerned.
So where do the batteries and stuff come from, sir, for the trucks,
again,
for the Tipper?
Again, same battery shall get imported from China.
So those don't come from BYD though. That's a separate company.
The
batteries.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're not in the liberty of mentioning who that company is what I was trying to ask.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And so when can we start seeing some traction when it comes to orders or launch of this truck, the Tipper business?
Yeah, probably 2 more months.
2 months. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ritvik Ram, a freelance investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir. Congratulations for a great quarter, sir. And the results seem very good, sir. Sir, regarding the fundraising for the expansion of the plan, sir, is another right issue? Are you looking at the option of doing a right issue for the fundraising, sir? Because previously Olectra had plans to do a right issue, but later Olectra was taken over by NEIL. So, is there any chance of a right issue as a part of fundraising?
Yes, all the options are being examined by the board. I think coming months, definitely we shall come up with a proposal for the fundraise. One of the options may be a rights issue.
Okay, sir. Second question is that, sir. The first question is on the rights issues. Second question is on the expansion plans. On the expansion plan, sir. By when will the annual capacity expand to 10,000 buses per year, sir? By within how many years will the factory expand? Are you looking at a 2-year span or a 3-year span? 10,000.
2 years. First level, we want to expand it for 5,000. Next year, 10,000.
Okay, sir. And you're looking at manufacturing e-tipper trucks for 500 this financial year for NEIL?
Yes. This financial, probably we will be doing around 500 numbers.
And what will be the profit margin on the tipper trucks?
We shall have to analyze. Since the commercial production has not yet been started.
Because it will be outright sale, that's why.
Yes, of course. Of course, outright.
Any plans of developing an R&D center for manufacturing batteries in the near future?
No, we do not have any such idea.
Because most of the industries are more on self-reliant mode than procuring from China. Because all the Chinese companies are under clamp down from the ED. So any plans of having a non-Chinese vendor for batteries?
See, as far as the bus manufacturing companies are concerned, none of the OEMs are in a mood to establish the battery manufacturing facility. Same way, Electra is also not in a having any idea to develop any manufacturing facility.
Okay, sir. Understood, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Harish Kumar Gupta, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Very good evening.
Yeah, so sir, if I understood correctly, I think by June, July 2023, your capacity will be ready, 4,000-5,000 buses. And by June, July 2024, 10,000 buses capacity will be ready. So do you have like targets that by when this full capacity can be utilized, like in financial year 25, we can deliver like more than 5,000 buses, or like what are your internal targets?
Yeah. See, by 23 July, June, August, we are expecting 5,000 numbers capacity, and 24, we shall be upgrading the facility to 10,000. Now, by the year 24, FY 24, definitely we are planning to make 5,000 numbers in the new capacity, new facility.
Okay, so basically in financial year 24, we are planning to deliver around 5,000 buses.
Correct.
Okay, and like in that case, still operating margins will be in the range of 12%, or we can expect a little bit higher numbers because of large capacity utilization.
Yeah, please answer.
Yeah, see, we are expecting 12%, which is quite a reasonable margin for 5,000 buses turnover. 12% margin will be a decent margin.
Okay, so we are not targeting higher than that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last question, and we will now close the question queue. I would now like to hand the floor back to Mr. Kapil Singh for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Thank you everyone from the management team and the investors for participating in this call. Sir, do you have any closing comments?
Yeah, nice. It's good to communicate with so many people, and very good questions they have asked. And I once again just to confirm that Electra is progressing very well, and having 3,300 numbers on hand, definitely during this financial year, we would like to deliver 1,000 buses, and also some of the tenders which are in pipeline, once they are completed the process, some more numbers gets added to this. Probably the next coming financial year, the order book goes up, and parallelly we shall also plan for the higher number of buses. Equally, we are also making the new product development. Apart from the tipper, we are also trying to make out some more new products. Still, the products are in a design stage. So Electra is going to be a very strong electric mobility company. So this is the assurance from the Electra side. Thank you very much for having the belief and trust on Electra. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Minister.
Thank you, members of the management and Mr. Singh. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Electra Greentech Limited and Nomura, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.